The number of farmers using cover crops and its benefits are on the rise. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. America never stops growing. Thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com. A recent cover crop survey reveals a more complex set of benefits from using them. We'll be hearing from Chad Watts, Program Director at the Conservation Technology Information Center. More after this. The Conservation Technology Information Center has sent out surveys to farmers the last 3 years to look into the use of cover crops. Program Director Chad Watts says CTIC partners with the Sustainable Ag Research and Education Agency, USDA, and for the first time this year, the American Seed Trade Association. He tells Brownfield the number of respondents has risen each year and the number of benefits has grown too.
Seems like in some of the first surveys, we saw more basic kinds of benefits, things like soil erosion. Basically, we're planting cover crops to hold the soil in place. And now we're beginning to see much more complex set of benefits, everything from more longer-term strategies like building soil health, protecting nutrients from leaching.
The survey asked farmers which types of cover crops they were using.
We're seeing cereal rye, annual ryegrass, and some of the brassicas. Oilseed radishes and some of those are by far the most popular. We're beginning to see a greater emphasis put on more complex mixes than we used to. We knew at the time that there was some of the more progressive farmers who were using mixes in the early days of the cover cropping, and now we're seeing it on a greater percentage of the landscape, and a greater percentage of the producers who are using cover crops are using them in mixes.
Watts says there are value-added opportunities for farmers who raise livestock.
Introducing livestock onto those cover crops for a short-term basis during certain times of the year. That's another added benefit that farmers see from their ability to plant cover crops. If they've got cattle or another kind of livestock, if they've got an additional feed option that gives them variety and it gives them an opportunity also to sort of spread the manure, if you will, out across the land at the same time. So we're seeing more and more producers who have livestock who are using cover crops in that way.
Commodity prices have been on a downward trajectory since the first survey 3 years ago, and Watts asked farmers how that might impact how they look at cover crops.
We might expect that with diminishing margins that conservation are some things that are first things to go. We're seeing that people aren't realizing the benefits of cover crops and benefits of long-term use of cover crops and these soil health building systems. You know, that's one of the things that it's going to influence them less.
He also said that the last two surveys show only 40% of producers who use cover crops take advantage of any type of cost-sharing program. With Managing for Profit, I'm Mark Dorenkamp on Brownfield Ag News for America.